Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, guys? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, today I want to be talking to you about something that I do not see enough people doing, and I believe people look at Facebook ads, Instagram ads, marketing, advertising as like the magic bullet in their business. Now, this could not be further from the truth, okay? So what advertising does, in my opinion, is that if you have a bad business, it's gonna amplify how bad your business is. Because you're gonna send more people through your processes and systems, and it's just gonna break things, and it's gonna be all types of crazy, okay? Now, if you have a good business, we're going to actually highlight how great your business is because your systems and processes and the way things work will do well. And then that will create raving fans for customers. And once you have raving fans, they will go out and tell other people about your products and services. So when you first initially launch something to the marketplace, you can sell a whole bunch of it, but then you notice that it dies down. There's a problem with your delivery on your product or something along those lines rather. So today, what I really want to talk to you about is like marketing, advertising is not magic at all. But what it is, in my opinion, is customer service. It's like a customer service because what we want to do is show the right ad to the right person at the right time. And boom, you're going to get some serious conversions. Now, why would I look at it like customer service? Well, because life is busy. Life has never been busier. There's more distractions, more people pulling for your attention. And we use something called dynamic retargeting ads, especially for e-commerce. It absolutely crushes. I believe they're actually called product feed ads. You can put your product within inside of Facebook, and then they will serve dynamically to your audience. And there's ways of spicing those up and making them crush. But for today's lesson, I really just want to talk about why we should consider customer service, why it's important to show the right ad at the right time to the right person at the right time rather, and what is dynamic retargeting and why you need it in your business, okay? So essentially, simply put, it's like customer service because life is busy, things happen, you know, you gotta run, you gotta do this, you're on your phone, and then you're back on your computer. There's all of these moving parts in life. It's never been busier. So we need to just remind people in a nice way that like, hey, we're here to help you. We have exactly what you're looking for. You forgot to buy it. We'll come back and make your purchase. And this is where dynamic retargeting really flourishes because we use something called Google Tag Manager with all of our ads. So we're able to sub-segment based on time on site, as well as a number of different things like button clicks, add to carts, all these different stuff. So we sub-segment the top portion of the most valuable customers that you have in your business, and then what we do is we go to work and we try to show them the right ad to the right person at the right time. So the right ad essentially would be what they were looking at, what they're interested in. Have you ever been to a website and you've spent some time there, you're trying to figure things out, you're looking at stuff, Next thing you know, you see a retargeting ad following you around, but they're like, hey, for example, let's say we're selling computers, okay? You're there, you're looking at a very specific computer, you've been looking at the specs, you've been comparing it on multiple sites, and then now you get an ad that says, hey, we sell computers. Subconsciously, you're like, yeah, dude, I know you sell computers. I was just on your website. I was looking at the newest Dell, blah, 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 whatever the actual item was. So how we can change that story and go from like a little bit annoying, like, hey, we're stalking you on the internet, to we can serve them the right ad, the actual computer that they were looking at, and then we can apply scarcity and other tactics within our marketing to get them to take action, to remind them, hey, the computer that you were just looking at for the last 10 minutes, did you still want to grab that? Other people are looking at it. There's limited stock. What do you say? Is that something you're interested in? That's not selling. That's not in-your-face advertising. That's customer service. So that's why we need the right ad. The right person, okay? So not all customers are created equal. And what you're going to find, if you look at your analytics, there's going to be people who land on your site for 3 seconds and then they leave. There's going to be people that spend 10 minutes on your site. Do you think serving ads to people that have spent 3 seconds on your site, or do they have the same value as somebody who spent 10 minutes browsing on your website? The answer is no, they don't. So why do we advertise to them the same? To be honest with you, if you've only spent 3 seconds on my site, I don't want to spend any more money on you because obviously you didn't find what you're looking for or you're not interested. So sometimes we do a 7-day campaign for those people, and if they do not re-engage, we stop spending money on them. And then so when you have the right person, your conversions go up. So you've served them what they're actually looking for. You've served it to the right person using Google Tag Manager. We got them tagged for spending X amount of time on our site. We know that they're hot to trot and ready to go. Now, how do we get the timing? How do we know it's the right time to serve them the ad? So that's pretty straightforward. If they've shown interest in an item, they spent a right amount of time on the website, any time is good. The longer that they've spent on the site, the more qualified they are, and we want to serve them ads absolutely everywhere to remind them to come back and purchase. This is where we want to spend the most of our money after we've qualified and subsegmented these people. The right ad, so the product they're looking for, the right person, how much time they spend on the site, and where do we want the placements to be? Everywhere. And we let Facebook run it absolutely everywhere, Instagram or YouTube or Google Display Network as well works great for this. And the mechanism that we use at ProfitableAds.com is dynamic retargeting. Now, dynamic retargeting, again, it's a fancy way of saying customer service. These are people that have landed on your site, subsegmented themselves, and then we can start to serve ads based on their behavior. Not only any ads, the actual ads they were looking at, the actual products that they were looking at, we know how much time they spent on your site, and we know how to serve them that actual ad. We have a case study. You can actually go to profitableads.com/case-study. We have one client where we did $2.6 million in sales on $16,000 in ad spend. That is how powerful this is. The right ad to the right person at the right time. All right, guys, if you're listening to this on the go via the podcast, we truly appreciate you taking the time, listening. Hopefully you're learning something from here because we are putting our blood, sweat, and tears into this for you. And it would mean the absolute world to me if you could leave us a 5-star review if you're getting some value out of this, only if we've earned it. Wherever you listen to your podcast, it would truly, truly be much appreciated for us. And if you're watching this live on Facebook, #live. If you're watching the replay, #replay. Let me know when you're catching this. And we totally appreciate you. And I look forward to chatting soon. Thanks.